Uncharted Freedoms, The Obama Change and How Black Men Stop Believing. Written by James Patterson, narrated by Rafael Osaba. Black men are torchbearers for the communities and families, and violence and ignorance should not lead to burning bridges toward personal freedoms. Black minds, black hearts. Black people need to stop being the black person white people respect and love, and become the black person they individually are proud to be in life. It is unfortunate and sad that black communities continue to give birth to ignorant offspring, incognizant of the struggles of their parents. A black heart is a heart devoid of love and respect. And in the black communities and families, they are reproducing black-hearted children. The lack of compassion for human life is a catalyst of the degeneration of young black minds, and their lack of pride produce behavior leading to self-destruction. The frame of black positive consciousness must embolden black families to inculcate black children the importance of black life. Black people do incredible injustice to themselves by having an atmosphere for black children to glorify and learn criminal lifestyles. The environment of positive black development must be enforced so that the black girls learn to be respectable women and black boys want to be positive black fathers. This is 2016, and the climate of hate is on the rise, especially during the election season. Therefore, black people have to present answers to confused hearts regarding their responsibilities about building and strengthening their communities. In addition, whatever is in the heart is also in the mind, and love transformed must be reintroduced to black people. One of the main problems in black relationships is that more low self-esteem. Ignorant black women find valuable time reading erotica books on cheating and becoming whorish women, instead of books that reshape their minds positively. Majority of the women reading those erotica books have had more dicks in them than needles in a pincushion, and fanciful books are the last thing they need to be reading. Sadly, this also can be attributed to the Love and Hip Hop show on VH1. How in the hell that show hired reject past rappers and singers with men mistreating women, keep everyone pregnant, and the women fighting on broke-ass men who never had a real job. The climate of idiocy in black communities must be effaced so that black people with low self-esteem can grow into respectable people believing in self-respect. The media and the television use ignorant and low self-esteem, starving for attention black people for laboratory rats. There has to be better writers who can transcribe a script that make black entertainment less violent and disrespectable. However, do you think black people want to watch positive images of black actors on television? Alternatively, do they want to be entertained by the same depravity and the nonsense they witness on a daily basis in their neighborhoods? The more negative and disrespectable dialogue is introduced on television regarding black people, the more black people believe that this is how they are supposed to conduct themselves in life. A confident and successful black person distances themselves or herself from disparaging things or people that attack their intelligence and dignity. Black people have to understand that education is not black, respect is not black, and positive change is not black, and renewing their hearts is a love thing. Black men, rise above hate and jealousy. For you are alone in judgment of your own choices for success. Oh my God, black people can read? First, I must give my sincerest homage to the churches that continue to be the beacon of God's message to humanity. Churches in the black community have always been instrumental in encouraging togetherness, love, and respect for one another's families. Families took great pride in making sure their children respect God's word and their obligation to live good Christian lives. Somewhere along the way, with the commercialization of gospel music and church programs, the message that once lifted black communities has waned. When I was younger, I took great pleasure in attending church, mainly for the music and pretty girls whom I met in Bible study. The reason today's church message is not being accepted by their generation is because they see the phoniness of the preacher and the realness of the gangster rappers that corroborate their troubled lives. Black America must differentiate to those lost youth who selling drugs for money is different from the preacher driving around with his fancy cars off of poor people's
Sample complete. Ready to continue?